Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
All right, let's catch up with some of our friends from Northwestern Medicine today. It's Dr. Michael Bauer. He is the medical director at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. And this conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Hey, Doc, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon. Glad to be here.
By the way, one of the lines in one of the jokes was, I fainted at the sight of sap. It was a tree surgeon. But do doctors, when they first become doctors, have to sort of get over the sight of blood or the internal, you know, human body? I wonder if that's sort of a line in the sand that students that want to be doctors, some medical students, have to kind of come to grips with.
Yeah, I think when you get exposed during gross anatomy in either college or medical school with dissecting the body, you know right then and there whether you're cut out for this or not.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine there's a certain mindset and IQ level or academic level, but there also just has to be a sort of, no pun intended, gut reaction to that. You're either in or you're out, right? I wonder if some of you discover that at that point.
And gut it is, although you realize there are different avenues you can go into then, such as research, et cetera, yeah, without necessarily being hands-on where you might encounter those things.
Yeah, right. Dermatology maybe is for you, although even dermatologists have to do small surgeries, and they're exposed to the body too, right?
Yes, they do. You know, people like to say they're just pimple poppers or squeezing zits, and you don't want to see what's coming out of there, but everybody has their place.
Well, we're glad that they do. Here's a story. Regular aspirin use may help lower the risk of colorectal cancer, according to a study. We talk to Dr. Copen about these studies all the time, and he generally pushes them to the side because they're either too few people in the study or it's too soon to draw any conclusions. What do you say about people taking aspirin every day?
Well, first off, nobody should ever take aspirin without having a discussion with their doctor or primary care provider. And those that are, make sure you disclose and tell them, because there can be lots of interactions with other medications they may prescribe. In this particular case, there is some substance to this. You never want to make too much out of one study, but we do know that aspirin does inhibit colorectal carcinogenesis, or the development of cancer. Hmm. And we do know we're seeing colon cancer at younger and younger and younger ages now. Yeah. The ones that seem to benefit the most from it, though, are those that are at highest risk. And usually you're at highest risk from a variety of factors, one being genetics, family history, but also it boils down to diet, sedentary lifestyle, alcohol, smoking. So if you're at highest risk, they seem to have the most benefit, since those that have healthier lifestyles have a low baseline risk. Anyway, there were some drawbacks to this study, though. Number one, it was done in a largely Caucasian or white population, not really a diverse ethnic group. And it wasn't done in a comparison to a control population. But more to come out of this, because there certainly seems to be a benefit. But like everything else, it comes down to risk-benefit ratio from the side effects of also taking aspirin.
I just wonder.
Big take-home message,
yeah?
Eat your fruits and vegetables and decrease your red meat.
I wonder if some people, though, aren't taking maybe just one little aspirin or half an aspirin or a children's aspirin almost homeopathically, like just good for my blood, you know?
There are a lot of people that do that. What was interesting in this study, you didn't even have to take aspirin every day. It amounted to the equivalent of two regular aspirins or five so-called baby aspirins in a week's time. But again, if you are doing that, make sure you discuss it with your doctor, disclose it, don't hide that, because the effects of on the blood can be additive with other medications they may be prescribing.
Actually, I wanted to ask you about that too, but everybody, it's one of the jokes I saw today but didn't read on the radio because I've already done it, is you know you're getting old when you have the upstairs ibuprofen and the downstairs ibuprofen, and then somebody else said, and the car ibuprofen and the boat ibuprofen and the cabin. So ibuprofen is different than aspirin though, right?
That is correct. That is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agent. So it does two things. It prevents inflammation as well as providing analgesic or pain-relieving effects, but completely different type of medication than good old aspirin.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, there's no harm in us all taking that, but we don't get the benefit maybe from colorectal cancer, huh?
That is correct. There's not a relationship there. It does not have the effect on reducing clotting action in the blood that aspirin does.
Yeah.
So they're completely separate.
Just one other quick story here, since we're on this topic. Many people over 60 still take aspirin for their height despite warnings. And I guess that's what we're talking about. People are just in this habit of doing that now.
That is correct. You know, that was an offshoot from the late 80s, 90s, and early 2000, when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force came out with a recommendation that it can be used to help prevent heart attacks and strokes. I want all the listeners to pay attention. There's a big difference between primary prevention versus secondary prevention. Primary is for somebody that's never had an issue. You haven't had a heart attack or stroke, but you're trying to reduce your risk, versus the secondary prevention, which is for somebody that may have had a heart attack, has stents in place, had a stroke. And what we have found is that with other advances in modern medicine now, with all the statins controlling blood pressure, et cetera, the risk benefit for taking a preventive aspirin for primary prevention really isn't all there. And you do run the risk of developing bleeding type issues, a bleeding type stroke. So especially anybody that's 60 or older, the recommendation is you should not be doing it. If you're younger, it's only recommended if you really are at high risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years. So once again, talk to your doctor, have that discussion, look at it on an individual basis and determine what's best for you.
One last thing before we go, just speaking of our heart health and our circulatory system and all of that, I was reading Bill Bryson's The Body. It's by my bedside. It's one of my favorite books. I'm a big Bill Bryson guy, and The Body is such a great book. You know the book, right?
I do believe I do.
You're about to laugh.
I don't keep it by my bedside.
Oh, I do. Well, I got a bunch of books over there. But anyway, I was just reading this morning. They said that the blood pressure levels used to be 140 over 90. And then they said, no, in the last several years, that it should be 130 over 80. Anything above that is hypertension. And suddenly, then, most Americans were hypertense. What do you make of blood pressure readings? What should we know or do about that?
Everybody should pay attention to what their blood pressure is. Remember, you never want to diagnose that based on one or two isolated readings. We all know there's something called white coat hypertension or high blood pressure, where people have falsely elevated blood pressures just by going to the doctor or healthcare practitioner. But everybody should pay attention to their blood pressure. It's one of the best things you can do to help prevent long-term organ damage. We're talking to brain, to heart, to kidneys, et cetera. It all goes down to basic blocking and tackling. You know, healthy diet, healthy lifestyle, exercise more, and pay attention to the things you can control.
Dr. Michael Bowers, the medical director at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Doctor, and I appreciate you joining us today.
The same. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.